Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Tom Grennan, that new song of yours, Higher. You don't give yourself like a handy little vocal where you know you want to sing a little nice easy number. This is an unbelievable vocal on Higher.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's when I was in the studio doing it with the guys I did it with, we were like, oh, should we do it in a lower register? And I was like, nah, I think it has to be in that strong, taking me higher.
Yes.
I was listening to a lot of older records, a lot of new records too, but
I was going to ask you about that because I don't know, like from a vocal performance point of view, I was hearing, I don't know, maybe Motown, but certainly R&B from 60s and stuff.
So exactly that, really. I was listening to like a lot of Motown, listening to a lot of George Michael, listening to a lot of Prince, listening to a lot of Bee Gees, listening to a lot of Bruno Mars. There's an album that I love called Funkadelic.
Yes.
And I never used to listen to music before starting a project because I was like, no, I want everything just to come solely from in here.
You want to be pure or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but F that. Like,
yeah.
Listening to lots of music allowed my palette to become more colourful. So when I was going into studios, I was like, I definitely want to do something like this, but put my own twist on it. And not only that, I was listening to my music that I've released on this. And it's got me, and it's put me in this amazing, amazing privileged place, and I'm very, very proud of where I've come and what I've done. However, I definitely noticed I was going down a lane, and I was like, no, I can't.
You're right.
I don't want to be that guy. I want people to listen and go, okay, Tom can do this as well. Tom is actually a creative guy. He's not just jumping on tunes left, right, and center.
Yes.
This is what he's doing, and this is the artist that he wants to be, and that's how I want him to be, and that's how I hope and I think and I believe I've done it with this whole new project.
Well, I haven't heard much more, but man, Higher is just like, it's one of those things I have on repeat. I can't listen to it enough.
Thank you very much.
Electric Picnic. What's Electric Picnic like? Do you feel the love from the Irish crowd the way we think of you? Do you understand how much, you know, it's like, you know, we're treating you as one of our own?
I am one of your own.
Yes.
I'm very, very proud of my Irish roots. And I know, and I've heard, and I've listened to a lot of artists who are from England. They have Irish in them, but they've never been to Ireland or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And it's just to kind of like get Ireland on side. Now, I always, 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 always call myself Irish. I'm very, very proud of them, with them roots. I'm just an Irish man with an English accent.
Yes.
But obviously, talking about Electric Picnic, I've heard about Electric Picnic for years and years and years, and then I started doing music then, and my cousins and whatnot were like, well, you wouldn't have made it until you've played Electric Picnic. And obviously got to do it, and the sun was out and the vibe was just amazing, and a lot of my family were there, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful moment in my career, man.
So great to hear, because definitely when we were down there, like, it was an incredible moment. I'm so glad that you felt it too, you know, because it really was special.
Yeah. But quick one to answer your question as well. Like, do I feel the love from you lot over in Ireland? Of course I do. But I hope you feel the love from me too, because Ireland, like I say, means the world to me. And yeah.
Your love for Ireland reminds me of Noel Gallagher on stage at the City Ground after they won the league or whatever, and going, now, what about England in the Euros? He goes, don't care, mate, I'm Irish. I was like, yes, Noel Gallagher. Yes, Tom Grennan.
I just had an interview before this one, and we were talking about me in Soccer Aid, and they were saying, oh, you played for England. And I said, no, hold on. I played for the rest of the world first.
Yes.
But I got asked to play for England because there wasn't enough good English playing football, so I got dragged over to England.
Swapped over, yeah, I remember
now,
that.
I got dragged over. Now, if I would ever play football, and I would be like England or Ireland, I'd play for Ireland.
Whether they were
in the same position that they're in now, I wouldn't care. My friend plays for Ireland. His name's Sam, and he says putting on that jersey, man, there's nothing like it. So, yeah,
yes.
Love it.
We can deduce who the Sam is there with a bit of Smodics at the end. But anyway, we won't get too far into that, Tom Grennan. Listen, quick fire round before you go, if you're okay with this. I ask all my guests these questions. Tom Grennan, what are you currently obsessed with?
I'm obsessed with Weetabix.
Nice. Why?
Yeah, because they're so, I don't know, they're just unbelievable. With a bit of honey on them, I'm just obsessed. I have them in the morning and I have them before I go to bed too.
Now,
it's bad.
No, I'm with you because I have a special Weetabix bowl in my house that I only eat Weetabix out of because I like six at a time.
Yeah, mate, me too.
Yes, bro.
No word of a lie. I'm a sick Weetabix man.
Yes.
And I've got a special bowl as well, but... Do you know, it's actually a ramen bowl.
Okay.
Because these ramen bowls, they're big.
Deep,
and you get
yeah. It's got to have...
And I love my Weetabix drowned in milk as well.
Yeah,
and
same.
Bang honey on. And you've got to go straight in with it. You can't be slow eating Weetabix. You've got to be quick.
Oh, six are gone in minutes. Soggy, yeah, exactly. Too soggy. Oh, no. Oh, look, we're speaking the same language here, Tom Grennan. This is incredible.
Yeah, man.
Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Probably... Roberto Carlos.
Yes, what an incredible answer. I love it. The best left back that ever lived. Definitely we'll take that one. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, Tom. What was in your lunchbox in school?
I'm not going to lie, I was a school dinner.
Okay, yeah,
school
yeah.
dinners kind of man.
So what did you like for school dinners? What was your favourite one?
Probably on a Friday you'd get like turkey Twizzlers and then you'd get some chips and then you'd get like this little cake with like little sprinkles on it with a bit of custard banging. And then Jamie Oliver came in and ruined it.
He ruined turkey Twizzlers for everyone.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And the final question, Tom.
I love Jamie Oliver.
So do I. But I remember that turkey Twizzler quest he was on. And my final question I ask all my guests, Tom, because I don't. I want to know, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Do I wash my legs in the shower? Yeah, I do. Weird that you've... I had this conversation with my missus the other day, right?
Right.
I do a lot of training, right?
Okay.
And I'm training at the moment. I'm training for an Ironman.
Wow.
I've got one in October. And I have been getting these little like spots kind of thing on the bottom of my leg.
Right.
And she said to me, are you not scrubbing your legs? And I said, what do you mean? I do scrub my legs, but I obviously don't scrub them like I should do. And anyway, I've now got a leg scrubber and it's like and it exfoliates your leg and it's banging.
A leg scrubber. Incredible.
Yeah, I do.
Right. Yeah. Well, listen, we're on the same wavelength with Weetabix, but not so with the leg washing. Tom Grennan, an absolute pleasure to talk to you, man. Best of luck with Hire and this new project. I cannot wait to hear the rest of it.
Legend, mate. Appreciate it, man.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.